We are up to Simin Nun. We'll be doing Simin Nun as well as the first three Sifim of Simin Nun Aleph. Says the Machaber, Kavu Lishnos Acher Parshas HaTamid, Parshas Ezel Mekoman. We say after the Tamid, the Perek of Ezel Mekoman, that is a Perek of Mishnayis, Ubraisa de Rabbi Shmuel, Kedei Sheyiske Kalodam Lilmol Bechol Yom, in order that every Jew has the schus of learning every day Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. So we have the Parshas HaTamid for Mikra, Ezel Mekoman is Mishnah, and Braisa de Rabbi Shmuel, which is a Braisa, is in place of Gemara. The Braisa de Rabbi Shmuel have a Makom Gemara, Shaham Medrash ki Gemara. It is a Medrash, so it's like Gemara. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says this is Seder Hayom, and therefore Ezel Mekoman is said even in a Beis Avel. Why did they choose Ezel Mekoman? First of all, because it's the Karbanis. Second of all, because it is Halacha Psuka, Mishnah Berurah, Halacha Lamoshe Misinai, there's no Machlokas in it. We do not find any names in it. This is Halacha Psuka as Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to us. Why Rabbi Yishmael? Because that is the beginning of the Torah's Kohanim. So since Torah's Kohanim deals with all of the Karbanis, and the beginning of the Medrash Torah's Kohanim is Rabbi Yishmael, so we say, and we want to say some Torah's Kohanim in place of Gemara, therefore, we say the Braisa of Rabbi Yishmael. Now, the whole inyan of saying this is if you know what you're talking about, which means you should make sure to learn both the Mishnais of Ezel Mekoman as well as the Yud Gimel Midas of Rabbi Yishmael. You should make sure that you know what they are. Otherwise, there's no purpose in saying them since the whole idea is to learn. The Shlah says that when you say them, when you say Ezel Mekoman, you should say it the way you learn Mishnayos, with the niggun, the tune that we use for studying Mishnayos. That's the way to say the Ezel Mekoman. So it's not that you're reciting something, but you're actually learning, because that's the tachlis of it. Simin Nun Aleph. Omrim Baruch Sha'omar Kodem Psuke de Zimra V'yishtabach Lacharehem. Psuke de Zimra has a bracha before it and a bracha after it. The bracha of Yishtabach is mentioned in the Yerushalmi. The bracha of Baruch Sha'omar is not mentioned in Shas altogether. It was made by the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, and we have a Mesorah that it was made on the basis of some petek that fell from heaven. In other words, they got a little note from heaven with the bracha of Baruch Sha'omar on it. And on the basis of that, the Anshei Knesset Hagdola included that in our davening as the bracha before Psukei Dezimra. It has Pei Zion words. Means it's got 87 words, and the simen is Rosho Kesem Paz, Rosho, the beginning of Davening, the beginning of Psukei Dezimra. Therefore, you should be careful to say just the words that are printed in the Siddur, and don't add any of your own, and don't leave any out, so that you end up with the Pei Zion. You're supposed to say Baruch Shamar standing, and you should hold your front two tzitzis in your hand as you say it. When you're done with the bracha, you kiss your tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah also says that you should say befe amo, not befi amo. Sif Beis, im siyim Baruch Sha'omer kodem shesiyim hachazen on aharav amein. If you finish Baruch Sha'omer before the chazen, you say amein afterwards. In other words, you can answer amein after the shliach tzibur if you're not in the middle of Baruch Sha'omer, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, also if you didn't just finish Baruch Sha'omer. You're not allowed to answer amein after your own bracha. If you hear someone else finish the same bracha as you at the same time, you don't say amein. The only time you say amein when you finish a bracha, if someone else just finished one, is if the other person finished a different bracha, not the same one. Now, the halacha of answering amein, the Magen Avraham says, in Baruch Sha'omer is different than all other brachas, in that Baruch Sha'omer was not mentioned in Shas as a result of it. The halacha is that you say amein to any other bracha in the middle of Baruch Sha'omer. The only time you don't is after the second Baruch Atah Hashem. That means when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mu'loh Batish Bachos, after you said Baruch Atah Hashem there, you shouldn't be mafsik till after Melech Mu'loh Batish Bachos. But from the first Baruch Atah Hashem, one could be mafsik to answer any amein. The only exception is to say amein on Baruch Sha'omer. Since Baruch Sha'omar is not mentioned in Shas, we allow ourselves to answer amen to other brachas. But we would not give Baruch Sha'omar the chashivas to answer amen after in the middle of Baruch Sha'omar, because the Amen would not be able to override the bracha itself. So that the Amen of a different bracha, which is mentioned in Shas, would come before would override being Mafsik in Baruch Shama. But its own Amen would not. From where do you not answer Amen to Baruch Sha'amar? Once you started the first Baruch Atah Hashem, the words Baruch Sha'amar are not the bracha, but once you started the first Baruch Atah Hashem, from that point on, you can answer Amen to any bracha except for Baruch Sha'amar. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Molobat Ishbachos, during that, you don't answer Amen to anything. And after you finish Baruch Sha'amar, you can say Amen immediately to any bracha except for Baruch Sha'amar, unless you finished a few seconds before. Now, in the case of Yishtabach, there you are not allowed to be mafsik already from the beginning of Yishtabach. The bracha of Yishtabach doesn't just begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. The bracha of Yishtabach begins with the words Yishtabach already. There are exceptions. There are some brachas that you are allowed to answer Amen to, even though you just heard someone else finish them at the same time. And they are the brachas that the Mechaber holds that one says Amen after even his own bracha, and the Ramah disagrees. So, for example, the bracha of Yishtabach itself, according to the Mechaber, one answers Amen after his own bracha. After the bracha of Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, according to the Mechaber, one answers Amen after his own bracha. Therefore, these brachas, one is allowed to say Amen after, even though he heard someone finish the very same bracha. But Baruch Sha'amar, that would not work for. Sif Gimel now. Acher Yishtabach Yochol Lanos Amen Acher Birkas Atzmo. This is where the Mechaber actually says that you can say Amen to your own bracha after Yishtabach. Whereas the Ramah says Ayin LeKaman Simin Reish Tesvav, and there he says that our minhag is not to answer Amen to our own bracha, even the bracha of Yishtabach. In a case where somebody was mafsik, between the bracha and Psukei Dezimra, someone said Baruch Sha'amar, and before he started Psukei Dezimra, he was mafsik. The Mishnah Berurah holds that really he should have to say Baruch Sha'amar again, because he was mafsik. Really, he is mechuyif to say lechatchila. One should not be mafsik altogether over there. But certainly, if somebody said Baruch Sha'amar and did not yet begin Psukei Dezimra, he should not be mafsik. And once again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, really he would have to say Baruch Sha'amar again.